bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call to Vegan, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Podbean.com. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. And as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, Mr.
Yo, man, what's happening? It's Leroy here. It's ladies, what's happening? My beautiful ladies, what's going on? My ninjas, what am? What's up?
What up, fam?
What's up, bro?
So welcome to the podcast. This is not like other podcasts.
No, it's not.
This is different. It comes with instructions.
Man, and the instructions are very simple.
In fact, we're following those instructions right now.
Man, because I pay attention to details, son.
You think it's a game? It's not a game. We're not playing around.
This is what we really do, man.
So if you want to listen to this podcast, first of all, you got to roll something.
Roll something. We call that a good time. Good time.
Smoking on a good time.
You know what? In part two, you need to go get yourself a drink and drink.
Some drink? What? So what are we smoking on tonight?
Tonight we are smoking on...
No snitching. It's cigarettes.
It's the brown ones. Brown ones make you have a good time. Yeah, I like that, bro.
Cigarettes are green.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got some drinky drink. This is legal, so we got some allegedly some nice honey whiskey. Cheers.
Oh man, thank
What's
you,
up?
Brother.
What's happening?
You know I love whiskey, man. I'm a whiskey fan. Like, people, tell me some good whiskeys out there. I want to try it.
I try to stay away with it. I try to stay away with it. Away from it, cause
whiskey.
Well, I talk a lot of shit, and I'm a grumpy dude, so I'm like, I need things to make me quieter.
Well, any drug will make you louder, right?
You know, with...
Not any.
With some smoky smoke, I'm good. I'm the quietest dude at the bar. I'm just giggling. If you ask me what I'm giggling about, it'll take me 10 minutes to form the sentence, so... I'm not getting in a fight right away.
Yeah, you gotta follow the eyes. You're like, what is he look... Oh, he's looking at that booty.
It happens all the time where I almost get my ass kicked. I had people get mad at me yesterday.
What happened, bro?
They just wanted me to turn up, and I wasn't in the mood to turn up. And so they were mad that I wasn't turning up, calling me an asshole. And so then I started dogging them out, calling them assholes. And then it's like...
Y'all was throwing balls.
Come at me, bro. And I'm like, dude, it's not that serious. I'm trying to smoke and relax.
I got a question for you. When people want you to, like, and this is a question for the viewers too, like, question, like, when people want you to turn up, why do they always talk shit when you don't want to? Like, the one time where you don't want to.
I love KB had a joke. She said, why do white people always drink like they're trying to power up?
Yes. Level up in this motherfucker. She ain't never lying, man. KB, what's up, bro?
I think it's like you always want everybody on the same page. So that way, if you're dirty, at least everybody's as dirty as you are.
You want to see your dirtiness. That's why some people like Bush as a president. Because he told you exactly what you're going to get. He showed you. Like, alright.
You know what? I was thinking the other day, Donald Trump, he's the first president that's all up in his feelings.
Yeah.
You never said that shit about Obama.
And you know what? And
you never heard about his tweets.
Never. Oh, you saw it because he was in tweeting challenges and all of that.
Name three Obama tweets. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't name a single Obama tweet.
I can. I love Sasha and Malia.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. I don't know. Black Lives Matter. I know he probably put that up.
I don't know. That might have been after him, or he might have just, like, shook that. Just a real quick Heisman Trophy.
Nigga did it. If he didn't do it under Obama, he did it under, I got a nice left hook and still smoke cigarettes. OB. Who is that? Like, people, no, that's Obama, nigga. Like,
man, I'm pretty sure that Trump made Obama start smoking again. His new ports are 100s. He's like, every day he looks at his phone and he's like, Michelle, I'm going to be out back. All right, don't tell the kids.
Honestly, like, just on some futuristic shit, like, honestly, Obama's going to go down, hands down, for the best president ever. Like, he's already up there when you put it on paper, but when you look and see who was before him and who was after him, it's just going to glorify everything that you did for that time period, how you changed it around. Like, you were that little ray of sunshine that crept through.
Not many presidents are loved.
No.
And some of the ones, like Reagan, people are like, they nut over that dude. Everything I know, he was a bastard.
Yeah. Like, put your old ass down, fam. Like, all y'all supporters.
But Obama, he gonna be loved. He did some real shit. He killed Bin Laden, goddammit.
Man, for real. Like, hey, man, like, come on, man. And they showed it. He made that call, too. Kill him. Like, people can have their conspiracy theory, whatever, man. It was good acting, whatever. I haven't seen it done from another president.
They were like, listen to what Obama's preacher said. Listen to what President Trump said.
Yeah.
The preacher wasn't talking about grabbing some pussy.
No. You know what killed me, though? Like, I was saying with the whole Trump thing is, like, people didn't want to vote for Hillary because, oh, she's a woman. She's so emotional.
Nah, she's
like,
a bitch.
Man, but look what we're getting right now. Like,
he's also a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have took Hillary.
I think they felt like Hillary already had deals made. And they're like, Trump's going to make deals, but at least they're going to be new deals. We don't know who's paying him off.
Honestly, and that's true, too, but to see where the country would have led to, I would have been curious because she would have had some things set up. Every president get paid. We know that.
Here's some crazy ass shit. So, the cities, you know, they have a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't make their budget. So, they sold the cities to corporations. Mm. This happened in the 80s. Like, New York doesn't belong to New York. It belongs to companies. And those companies get to say to New York, like, hey, you owe us so much interest every year. And that's the bottom line, because this is a corporation. We need to make money. And I don't care if you have to cut your schools, your fire department, your cops. I don't care what the fuck you need. You need to make that profit.
Bro, are you talking about Goodfellas? Are you talking about the mob?
And Trump helped negotiate that shit in the 80s. And now he's the president. I listen to TK's album. Shout out to TK Kirkland. New album. Yo, I listen to that.
TK.
So I'm throwing some extra Baltimore on that shit. He's not even from Baltimore. He's just to add a bunch of ooze to shit. It's a Baltimore thing to me.
But you know what? That makes sense because, man, you're going to look out for the homies. You always, every click, going to look out for the homies. That's why you, I'm going to let y'all know a little secret. Real leaders see who the click is. See who they roll with. Because potentially, when they make it, the click going to be right there. And that's basically not who you're going against, but that's not competition, but healthy competition. Like, okay.
But here's some real shit. Like, wow. If he's okay with selling out a city, and New York's his home city, what's to say he's not going to sell out a country? We're going to be America, owned by China, and if you got to cut your schools, your fire departments, your cops, your civil rights, hey, that's whatever. You owe that money.
Man.
I got an interview coming up with Michael McCabe, who's going to break down the economy, money, inflation, and he super knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yes, stay tuned.
I'm fucking retarded. But yeah, that interview is coming. A week, 2 weeks. It's coming up. Michael McCabe, shout outs.
What's up, bro? Man, it's been a long time.
I was fucking these whores the other day. I had like an 8-ball.
Don't do it.
It was on like a 6-day bender. And that's on fucking Alan Greenspan. You're the fucking goddamn news. And that set me off. Okay? I'm trying to relax. And Alan Greenspan is out here spending money. The GDP is doing a goddamn high.
Hey, anyway, that's who's coming up.
That's too funny. Hey, this dude, great business, y'all.
We call him Big Dick Delbert. He looks like Napoleon Dynamite if he was overweight. He's a super nerd. He's super smart. He's the smartest fucking dude you ever meet. And he talks like he smokes 3 packs a day.
Yeah, but he don't. But maybe he do. I don't know.
He's quit drinking, so he's been sober for a minute now, but he used to go on benders.
He always says that.
Every time I see him, he'd be like,
I've been on a bender for 5 days. My hands. Look at my hands. I woke up next to a Ted Hooker in a line of unstarted coke. That's not like me. I think I was drugged.
Oh, we love you, bro. I'm trying to get back into his good grades because sometimes I be making them mad.
The price of cocaine has gone up since 1978. And it's due to the Republican Party.
Ah, that's him. Yes. That's him. Oh, man. Oh, man. Y'all. Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be a super long podcast because I didn't do one last week. So this is the intro to the first part. First part is last week was Rob's last week as the doorman at the Comedy Shrine.
Hey, what's up, big bro?
And Leroy, you didn't get to be there, because fuck shit.
Yeah, y'all already know.
But, you know, you had a good relationship with Rob. Like, man. You want to tell the people about, like, what you guys talked about, what you bonded over?
Man, you know what? Rob was real good. Rob, shout out to you, man. Like, my mom is sick, and Rob is going through the same thing that my mom's going through.
Fighting the cancer.
Yeah, so he was...
kill half my family.
Boy, like, he's been
you
real...
You think we owed cancer money? That's how much...
Man, at that, after us, like...
Cancer been rolling up on my family, like...
Yeah. Hey, we still need our...
This is my corner.
Yeah, like, we still need it. But he's just talking to me, just, like, giving me inspiration and different methods and try this out. And
he's fought cancer off, I think, about 2 or 3 different times now.
Man.
And it got up in his bones. Yeah. So he has brittle bones.
Yeah.
And he's still looking good. Still looks good.
Yeah.
But, this is going to be the last time he's going to fight it. You know, allegedly, or whatever. You know, it's like, you know, pray for him. Maybe we'll go 4 more rounds.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he will.
Maybe it's Mayweather.
Undefeated, bro. He's gonna be undefeated.
He gonna go Conor McGregor versus Mayweather on this cancer.
Oh, random geese. That's how you know it's lost, man. It's flying at night and just he don't even know where he going.
Made
a circle. Like, you supposed to be going south, nigga.
Shout out to the Midwest. Canadian geese just stopped by.
Yeah,
right. We love Canada.
What they doing.
Shout out to Chris Craik. Nick Way, all my Canadians.
What's up, y'all? Y'all need to get me on the show up there. What's up, man?
Moshe Kasher. Mo. Well, not Moshe Kasher. Fuck Moshe Kasher. Mo. Shout out to Mo.
If he didn't say that, man, we got beef. What's up, bro?
Yeah, man. But I like your girl, though. Tasha Legero. What's up, Tasha? I'm married and got a baby, but you cool.
Yeah,
you cool.
Yeah.
What's up, don't girl? Even holler at me. I'm taking.
Yeah, but you can holler at me, girl. What's up?
Hey, he's here. He's free.
Ooh.
Click up.
Yeah, what's up, man? Canada, we love you.
He doesn't even have glasses.
Nah, but I can get some. If you need me to, I can get some.
I'm nerd out for that, buddy.
Yeah, like, what you want me to do?
Bad as her jokes are? Ooh-wee. And she thinks.
Ooh-wee. Oh, man, you know what?
Let me apologize for objectifying.
I'm so sorry about that.
I'm just trying to appreciate it.
I am too, and we just crossed the line there.
Yeah, we crossed the line.
You know what? I'm sorry. Let's take that back a notch.
She's a strong, empowered, independent woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
And she's funny as shit.
Man, my girl. Shout out to you, girl.
But you stay with that big-eared nerd.
Ooh, I don't know who he is. But he better move around.
And his jokes are whack. What?
Wiggity whack. Jack.
Go find me on Kill Tony. He admits he doesn't read.
He doesn't read.
No, he looks smart, but...
Looks smart, but book smart. Not smart.
At
idiot.
All.
Oh, goofy, Mar.
Not a reading rainbow.
Read a word, nigga. Nigga is A. You know the alphabet.
What you got glasses for?
Oh, yeah.
The internet?
True. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's an internet guy, or he's just weird? He's just weird.
He just looks like a super nerd. And he's dumb. But but he acts like one of those sophisticated... I'm the liberal.
Nobody cares, bro. Nobody cares.
Yeah, Moshe Kasher, we're just shitting on you for no goddamn reason.
I don't even know, man. Sure. We're just having fun. Like, I don't even know you, bro.
Hanging out with Neil Brennan. His glasses are too goddamn thick.
Yeah.
Fucking Neil. I do like Neil, though. Neil's a dope-ass joke writer. So, we're saying goodbye to Rob. My set's a roast set saying goodbye to Rob. And then me and Leroy are gonna come back. And then I got another set, because I got two sets tonight about mostly about the Las Vegas shootings.
Oh, yeah, man.
So we're going to talk about that next. But first, let's check out these roast jokes and this say goodbye to Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, y'all.
All right.
We love you, Rob.
Man, one love, Rob. See you soon, ladies.
Live strong.
All day.
Natasha, holla at Leroy.
What's up?
Next comedian coming up to the stage is a good friend of mine. He's making his triumphant return to the Comedy Shrine stage. Give it up for Ian Ellis!
I'm glad everybody got up to pee during my set. For those of you that came in late, Tom started the night by penis shaming. Just because your penis is awful doesn't mean the rest of us shouldn't take pictures. I have the biggest dick in the world, but it looks good on a picture. Veiny. Got a nice hood to it. Just love getting pictures of my dick. You know who else loves dick pics? Rob. The gay doorman who's dying of cancer. Way to slap the dick out of his make-a-wish night. I think tonight needs to end with Tom sending Rob a dick pic to make up for his penis phobia. I'm glad you said that, because he's going to go home to his Christian wife. He's going to say, sweetie, I know we waited till marriage so that we could do this in the eyes of God. I need you to take a picture of my penis so I can send it to some dude. At least it's not some rando. Rob loves penis. Used to be his favorite thing. Now it would be a cure for cancer. If he could get a cure for cancer shaped like a penis he could play with, that would be... Coming in at number one, motherfucker. I asked Rob about his life. He said, I'm a Jew from New York. And he's here, so I guess his family's probably disappointed. God's probably not into it either. You guys know that iconic picture of a Chinaman standing in front of a tank? Clap it up if you know that. Rob met that guy. That means now you're all 6 degrees of separation from that iconic picture, because you met a gay Jew from New York that blew a political asylum that knows a guy that knows a dude that stood in front of a tank. Guys, we're making history tonight. All the penises are connecting. It's all coming together. No pun intended. Rob's husband is from China. He's clap it up for him. He's a political asylum. Means not a lot of China fans around here. Fuck China. Anyway. He's a political asylum from China, which means the shipping container he came in was fabulous! We owe a lot of money to China. My way of dealing with bills is I'm like, if I don't answer the door, those bills don't exist. But China knows we're here. So here's my plan. We're going to take over North Korea and then sell it to China. Here's a bunch of million of people that look just like you. Have them make iPhones. It'll improve their quality of life. We gotta get rid of their weapons first. We'll just like sell those to CIA-backed insurgents in the rest of the countries. It's not really funny. It's just a terrible thing we do. Where did ISIS come from? I don't know. Where's your receipts? You gave them all the goddamn guns. You trained them. Jackasses. My wife is pregnant. I'm getting ready to have a son. I'm clapping in this set for penis, specifically. Our penis-friendly crowd. I gotta teach my son about the world, and I'm trying to figure out, like, at what age do I start telling him how he can start getting pussy? Like, playing the guitar is not fun, but you do that shit for a year, you're gonna be swimming in pussy later. don't want to do it too early because then I'll have a fuckable kid. That shit doesn't go well. Till he's 13, he's going to smell like book reports and boogers. And he's hitting the gym and picking up that goddamn guitar. I'll close out on this. There's a lot of conservative news, and they always say shitty things. And I wish that they would pair them with, like, the weathermen that have to go show up when stuff goes bad. Because you never see anybody going like, oh, look, we got a whole bunch of pores around here. So, your life savings are gone and your children are starving. Don't you wish you worked harder with your life? Lucky for you, we got a white privileged hurricane coming down to give you aid. Only Tom liked that joke. All right, Rob, you've always been amazing, and I thank you for being here. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you guys. Good night.
Give it up for Ian Ellis. All right, we have another roaster coming up to the stage. Very funny guy.
I'm getting every small child and woman out the way.
Wait a minute. Go ahead and say that again. What?
All right, man. We over here talking about the whole Vegas, man. Like, and it's fucked up what's happening in Vegas. I was supposed to be in Vegas. I might still.
I blame Tom Clancy.
Damn you.
Goddamn video games.
So I'm over here like, man, I know if I was out there, like, man, I'm ready. I'm about that. You know what I'm saying? Every, like, man, I would have heard gunshots. I would be like, oh, shit, they shoot a nigga? Oh, they shoot a nigga? Like, I'm getting every small baby and woman out the way and going straight to the source like, yo, where they at? Where they at? Because I know there's going to be a group of people who are going to be on the same shit that I'm on, and I'm just going to lead them. There they go in that red car, man. Let's go. Like, we at them, bro. We at them. I'm not even going to do the work either. I'm just going to... I don't even want to tell you. Just know I'll be there. I know what happened, but I don't know what happened.
Like, everybody else ducking down, you following the sound. Man, like, all right, that's that 30 seconds.
Man, he over there, man. He over there in the cuff, man. You can see him right there.
I'm about to get that elevator.
Hell yeah. That nigga in the car, man. He old man, man. Look, man, let's go rush his ass. All it's going to take, man. He's going to take a truck. I don't know. We would have made it happen.
I'm not going to do that.
I know. Most people would.
I'm going to roll under a car. If there's an old person, I'm going to just throw them over my back.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab your Nana. All right? Your family vacation.
Nana!
All right? You enjoying your life?
No, this is your last one.
I'm using that bitch as a shield. You're going to take these bullets.
She's going to be like, why, thank you, young man.
They're going to find a bullet in her pacemaker and say it's a miracle. She got that heart condition to save my life. That's the hand. That's the fingerprint of God.
It was meant to be. She had a pacemaker, too? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Nana, we love you.
Dude, all right, so there was just a shooting, and so it's like 60 people killed and 400 people injured.
That's crazy.
So I immediately, like, I haven't really seen the news that much. I was like, most of them were probably killed and people stampeding.
Yeah, that, I mean, yeah, majority.
But it wasn't. It was like everybody just laid down. Yeah. Yeah. And this dude got off a grip of bullets.
Yeah. Oh, man, that nigga had like 10 rifles in.
He had 20 guns.
Yeah, like,
do you snap and have 20 guns?
How you be out there since October 20th and got 20 guns on you already? What'd you spend your money on? Policemen, we don't notice this? Like, come on, man. It'll just look. That car gotta have some type of smell. Like, man, that has live ammo. I smell live ammo. It's coming from this car.
This dude was 62.
Yeah, 64, bro.
And had all of like 4 pictures on social media. Every picture you see is fucked up. He sure is an old person on Facebook.
Come on, man.
Half asleep. Hey, this is my profile. Hi, I'm Tom. I'm a Christian with a gambling addiction. I love my wife.
Uh-oh, it's 11 o'clock, gotta go to sleep. I don't understand how this man is 64 and nobody, like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I don't know. Come on.
Well, he, this is like the worst killing in U.S. history. It's only up to 60.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good news, because we have a lot of shootings.
Man, what?
And the worst one is only up to 60.
Oh, man, I hate when they always break it down, like, worst shootings, worst bombs. Like, come on, man, remember that shit that happened in the Unabomber, where that motherfucker bombed that
World
whole...
World Trade.
Yeah, come on, man. This ain't more. This is a horrible thing, man. That's what the media wants. It's a horrible act. It's fucking terrorism, like, fuck. This is where I use terrorism.
I talk about that myself, how I hate TV. I hate the news, because you'll hear it in my set. But
yeah.
The news is just like...
Oh, it's bullshit.
Sexual stimulation?
Yeah.
Ads.
Yeah.
Fear?
Yep.
Ads.
Yep.
Hyperbolic statements?
Yep.
Ads.
Just feeding you.
It's feeding. All terrible shit to make you go buy shit.
Yep.
And goddamn.
And staying tuned to it, like, and watching this dumb shit. Like, I saw ISIS want to take credit to it. I'm like, hey, man, y'all taking credit for innocent
people. Ain't nobody in ISIS got a Hawaiian tiki shirt.
Fam, stop it. Fam. Like, are you serious right now? Nigga?
Let me tell you about ISIS. You need to go to Vegas. Come on. All right, you can buy some pussy, and this is going to blow your mind. You never. Those sheep you've been fucking, these are hoes. Yeah. These are strippers. Yeah. They gonna ride your dick like you never seen before. ISIS.
Yeah, for real.
Come to Vegas, spend $1,000 on some bitches.
Yeah, and y'all got that money.
And then, you know, it's y'all whatever. You know. You
stop good. It. Y'all got that oil.
Yeah, I mean, you could blow stuff up, or...
Right.
You could, you know, immigrate.
Yeah, hey, man, go enjoy the America.
We got pornography. You just jerk off. All the time.
Yeah, that's what y'all need.
They just let women start driving. What?
Oh, wow.
What are you doing with your life?
Yes, y'all are some controlling people.
That was another joke I meant to do tonight, but I didn't, which was like, as a species,
mm-hmm.
we just gotta get on the same page about some shit. Alright? Let's just all catch up to common sense.
Alright, hit me.
We got science, so like most of this religion stuff, let's just go ahead and let that go.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know, you wanna keep believing, that's fine, but now it's non-aggression. You're not allowed to hurt people.
Okay. All right?
You believe what you believe, somebody else believes what they believe.
Okay.
England. You have a king and a queen. What?
Yeah.
You elect your leaders, and and you're basically capitalist, but then you play dress up.
Yeah.
You put on a dress and a crown, and then you got some jewels. This is goofy. Yeah. This is what you're doing with your life? Let that go.
Yeah, weird. Weird. Unless you're going to king me.
North Korea. What's going on? Let it go.
Well, you know what? This is what I learned about North Korea, and like, I've been learning, like, oh man, I haven't talked to you, but it's been about wealth. Little buddy put me on about wealth. In North Korea, every time little homie say he about to go and do some dumb shit, blow this shit up, the U.S. dollar, the value of the U.S. dollar is lowered. So stocks are risen. Like, it's a money game. Like, these mugs are making money. Like, like, you don't even understand. Like, all it is like, on a higher level, on this higher level, it's like poker. They're gambling. All these motherfucking rich companies, all they doing is just playing.
And here's the shit. I'm talking about. It's a shared reality.
Yeah.
All right, we're all here.
Yep.
I'm here. You here.
I'm here.
We're here.
Rick and Morty.
On the planet. Planet Earth.
Planet Earth right now.
Finite resources. Damage to the ozone.
Damage to the goddamn ozone.
We're killing each other.
Killing each other, people.
For what?
For what?
One species.
One planet.
We get off this motherfucker.
We get off.
Or we're extinct.
We're dead. We're gone.
Fuck what you heard. You ain't heard this before.
Man, fuck that. Like, come on, man.
And listen, in the next 20 years, technology is going to explode.
Yeah, you don't even understand.
If we can connect our brains to computers, no more colleges.
Yeah.
No more training.
Yeah.
Our values are going to change.
Yeah.
No more being uninformed.
Wait, you know what?
I don't know. With me, I'm the opposite. I'm like, fuck robots. Fuck all that hooking my shit up to some goddamn machine. Fuck all that. Fuck the government to have anything. Fuck all that. Middle fingers up to everything. Like, fuck all that. Let's go. What's up?
You're not going to do it.
I'm in the woods. I'm off the grid. What's up?
It's going to be a crazy
thing
because it's going to be like part of the species takes this evolutionary jump.
Yeah.
And the other part is like, nah, man. Like, I don't trust it.
I ain't going. Mark of the beast. I ain't going. What's up? Because they're going to try to fight it. It's going to be a war.
My thought is that we'll probably just be like, all right, you guys do whatever you do. We're just going to build utopia and we're out. Like, we're on to bigger and better.
I'm down with it.
The whole thing's a simulation, and we take over the simulation. We realize we're all eternal beings made out of light.
Rick and Morty, baby.
And Rick and Morty plays a big part in this podcast. Cause I got a thing coming up. Gravity Falls.
Okay. I like that little show.
That's deep. Gravity Falls.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So I got some existential shit coming up about Rick and Morty. Yeah, some BoJack Horseman and some Ayn Rand. A lot of people trip out over, I think it's Nietzscheism, which is this thing is like, none of it matters. And then people just have this breakdown where they're like, if none of it matters, then how do I live? What do I do? And I've had like four or five friends end up in the nut house because they just totally detach from reality. And they're like, none of it matters, and I don't know how to function as a person on this planet. What do I do?
Well, how do you ever let yourself overthink something like that?
It happens a lot. Like, people
are you just really
like,
think so?
Yeah. They realize there are no rules.
Yeah.
No one's in charge.
Exactly. That's the number one rule, that there aren't no rules.
You're a government? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
But
I run as much of this planet as you do.
Yeah. But the biggest thing that I've learned, and I see they haven't learned it, is you're right. You're going to win. Like, are you trying to win the battle or are you trying to win the war? Because sometimes we just got to play the game, bro.
And what is the war?
The war, there is no war.
One species.
Yeah.
One planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
One species.
One planet.
Coming this summer. Will they blow each other up with nuclear weapons? Will they die over some fuck shit that they made up about gods?
Starring Kevin Hart and Jack Black.
Or will they make a goddamn utopia?
And
will they get that pussy? Coming this summer, starring Kevin Hart
and Jack Black and The Rock.
Wayne just retired. I had a goddamn point I was making. Now I'm distracted.
Well, you know what? You were... I don't know.
What the fuck did I start with?
You know what?
How did we get here?
I was talking about...
Where are we from? What does it all mean?
Yeah.
These are the...
People really losing
I remember it. So Nietzsche, a lot of people get into him, and then they lose their fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what it means, what to do. And I have found, for my two cents, as a reasonable person on this planet, Ayn Rand is the antidote to Nietzsche. Now, Ayn Rand's not super dope. She's super villainized. All
right.
I think it's The Simpsons. They fire some cultural shot, and now everybody just shits on this bitch. But she was great. Like, she's a Republican, but she supported gays, didn't believe in God, and supported abortion. Like, that's... There you go. That's your liberal queen. Liberals should fucking love Ayn Rand. And her writing is, like, the basis of self-help books now.
Okay.
But there was no self-help back then.
Right.
And she always said, it's like, it's your life, you're in charge, your values, there are no rules, you work because you want to have a better quality of life.
That's it.
And that's the value of life.
That's it.
That's plan it. Your work your plan.
Come on, that's it.
Your happiness, day to day, is what matters.
Come on, man. And this is where you insert.
And that's the answer to, none of it matters. Well, we here.
Yeah.
We here.
And
none of it matters, but we here.
Exactly. Hey, man, at this moment, insert Rick and Morty with the therapist. Where she's over there like, you know,
it's
what?
It's your mind.
Yeah.
You see it as an unstoppable force.
Hey, perfect
and a
insert.
A terrible curse.
Yes.
That's in the clip that I'm playing.
Oh, my God, oh, man. Shit. See how that shit worked,
bro? Pickle Rick, motherfucker. Pickle Rick, bitch. Who else is giving you this? What podcast do you listen to? Tell a friend, goddammit.
Hey, guys, man, we're not even discussing, like, all of that. Like, we're just connecting. We're on one vibe, man. This is a cool thing when you get on one vibe.
One planet, one vibe.
Mayor of comedy. The mayor of comedy. The mayor of comedy.
The mayor of comedy. Why does he have 300 listens?
Hey, you know what? Don't even say that. Like, hey, appreciate y'all listening. Keep on listening, bitch ass. I don't know. A lot of people have been running into me, and this is a common thing. I know. They're like, bro, man, let us see what you're doing out there. Like, man, put this shit up. Like, man, why I get like that? Pisses me off.
Here's some real shit you're not going to hear on another podcast.
Hit it.
I'm 35.
Yep.
I've been doing comedy for about 8 or 9 years. Say it takes about 10 years to find your voice. Right now, like, I had to make a choice. Am I going to pursue this career and have a life later if I make it? Or am I going to have a life? And I chose to have a life. I got married. I'm about to have my first kid.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my life,
day
to day, my personal happiness, personal values. But where I'm at, I probably have to admit to myself, and I have, that stand-up comedy is just a hobby for me. Because what it'll take for me to make it, to market myself, and to grow from Chicago without the industry, to make New York and LA notice me from Chicago when I can barely get 20 listeners after like 260 episodes... I don't have what it takes to do that marketing side of it. So this is officially a hobby. But I'm still committed to being the best comedian I can possibly be. I still don't take it lightly.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still in it to win it. And if I'm going to have a career, that's fucking amazing. Hey, great. Fuck a day job.
You're going to get one.
I do
bro.
This, yeah.
You're going to get one, I'm telling
but
you.
But right now, just being real, it's like, I got a kid. I got to make that money. I gotta pay these bills. I gotta support my family and have some personal happiness.
Yeah.
And I don't see myself working to get in the clubs.
Yeah.
Working to go viral. I don't care. But I'm gonna be super funny. So you should listen to my podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
This is kind of the realest comedy you're gonna get. Like, alright, so this is dude at work. I have a day job.
Man, we all do in comedy shit.
This dude was getting this girl. You know what I'm saying? She had a boyfriend.
Mackin?
Mm-hmm. They got caught.
Uh-oh.
So now she got to choose.
Ooh.
She went with the dude from work.
Uh-oh. New relationship.
But he's super new to this. Super insecure. So you know what he did?
Oh, no.
He went on Facebook Live.
Yes.
And he sang a love song to her.
Oh, yeah.
I love you. Bang, ba, bang, ba, bang, bang. Oh, you are my soul. You complete me. Bang,
ba,
bang, bang.
Old school love.
That's so goddamn embarrassing.
It is.
I mean, I would totally do it if I was like 20, but like as a grown up, I'm just like, well, you did what?
You know what?
For who?
Exactly. But honestly, if you would take the grown up aspect away, hey man, if a motherfucker love a motherfucker, man, go ahead, do that shit. I'll do that shit. Like, fuck. I don't care if it make me look like a fool because I'm a comedian anyways. Like.
So here's how dumb this podcast is.
What up?
I'm telling you this story because...
Yeah,
I'm trying to get a copy of this song.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I've got my other co-workers together.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to do a trap remix.
Oh, yes.
Featuring the hot foods department of a grocery store.
Yes, yo. Yo, man.
We're doing a trap remix of his love song.
Oh, my God.
This is really only funny to maybe 3 people on the planet.
That's
but, guys, if you're in on it, I think this is a great gag. So look forward. We're going to... try and get this love song and this trap remix.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Meantime, in between time. Alright, so we gotta end this, because this podcast is long as shit.
Man, this is what we do.
So coming up, we have an interview with...
Interview?
Joe Lee.
Joe Lee?
He is the CEO, founder of SMS Apparel Clothing.
Okay, what's up, Joe?
It's popping. What it's up? Getting real big on Instagram.
Congrats, man. Do your thing, bruh.
He's moving units.
Man, I like that.
We got some Eskimo Bros
Eskimo
exclusive
Bros.
Shirts coming
what's
out. Shout out. We just recorded new episodes.
Mm.
Eskimo Bros Squadcast nice. Podcast.
All day, all day.
Great A+.
Yo, what up, big homie?
Toys just toys.
Toys, what am?
Mike Jacks, looking for the stacks.
Oh, I know you looking. Did you find them?
And Ian motherfucking Ellis.
Ian, what's happening, Captain?
Cobra Commander in Chief.
Yeah, man, what's up, Chuck?
Smoke weed every day.
Every day.
And I got a day job. Hustle every day.
The family man, this is what it's going to bring out the best in you, bro.
Shout out.
Yeah.
These are Midwest values.
Hold on, man. Let me just say my final words, man. My final words to E. I see your realization that you came up with and like how you're putting it on a level like this. And you're determined to be the best comic you're going to be. A lot of great ones had decisions to make just like you, and they chose the family. It just shows the type of man that you are. But truth be told, comedy is already inbred in you. After 8 years, this is more than a hobby. This is like... it's gonna push you a little deeper, cause now you're gonna make a promise to your son. Like it's gonna be weird. Like
I'm gonna be super famous when I'm dead.
No, nigga,
I'm gonna be Bill Hicks like a motherfucker.
Hell no, nigga. Like, man, we gonna
you can't
get
even like
man, we gonna get on. You got
you can't even put my shit
on.
Out because I sample so much shit.
You know, and that's so true. But honestly, it's about the vision. Y'all see the vision of it. Imagine if he could do his own shit, the vision. But E, you're gonna be raw, bro.
We could do some great shit, man.
Honestly. People don't even understand.
We got so many great people.
Man.
By the way, shout out to Chris Red.
Chris Red, what up, bro?
Homie, we started out with, did a showcase with you and KB. What was that show?
Oh, man, this was, man, at the Foundry, I believe.
The Foundry. Yeah, we did a showcase there with Chris Red. Just made SNL.
Yeah.
Chi-Town. Family. Shout outs. We love
you,
Chris.
SNL, bro. Good shit, bro.
Fuck.
Good shit, dog. For real.
Drew Michaels writing on that shit. Kenny DeForest, he was on my first roast. He's releasing a new album coming out this month on Race Wars. Shout out to Kenny DeForest.
Yeah.
Yo, Chicago's just fucking, we doing shit everywhere, so.
Honestly, and when you hear, like, when Ian
started bring, from the bottom, now we here, nigga.
Like, when Ian.
Two generations.
When Ian bring up shit like that, it's a fire that burn in me. Like, yo, man, let's go. If my niggas is getting on, it's time for me to get on, man. KB, what's up, yo?
I love it so much.
Man,
like,
how you
people,
been, bro?
People weren't crazy. People really did it.
Good.
They did that shit.
That's what's up, bro.
They make their living off of funny.
Hell yeah.
Man, fuck yeah.
KB, that's you, bro. Beautiful. What's up, bro? What's up, bro?
She about to run that shit.
What's up, bro? What's up, bro?
Shout out to KB.
Man, for real, what's up, bro?
All right, y'all. This podcast is long as shit.
KB, but what's up, man?
Go to SMS. The description will be in the fucking podcast description.
Bizzle, what down, fool? What's up, man? What's up, K?
I miss you like crazy. KB's going to be here
day,
in
man.
December. She's going to be
Lord
here tomorrow.
Jesus.
So.
Oh, my God.
Why so funny? We're going to have a reunion.
Man, what's up, K?
Squadcast podcast.
All day.
We're going to do the Eskimo Bros, too.
Man, bro.
All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this fucking podcast.
Me too, man.
My name's Ian Ellis. Say la pause. Think about that.
My name is Leroy Hitz, man. Hey, y'all have a good night. And
what?
I'm going to do better.
Okay? KB, what up?
Corey, what down, Joe?
Vegas, that's fucked
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, yo, got a show coming up this Friday. This Friday is B-Class Hip Hop versus Neo
B-class.
Soul. Check me. I'm the master MC, bro.
I'm the master MC.
So I'm be trying to be in that styling and flyling and you know what's up, ladies. What's up?
He's been working out.
Oh, girl, bro, boy, the bicep is. Boy, you can't like, boy, you don't even know.
You feeling that shirt out?
Hey, bro, I tell you, man, this is
a little loose when you got here.
I've been doing secret bicep curls just in the front seat, just doing them. 1, 2, 3.
All right, y'all. Don't be a Morty.
Yeah, don't be a Morty, man. Check out the new episode. Kind of weird, but let me know what y'all think.
You bitch.
Let's keep that applause going for Ian Ellis.
Yeah, man, it's been a rough night, man. All I want to do with my life is smoke weed, jerk off, and take a nap. My friends are drug dealers. I have access to the internet, and I own pillows. My life should be going pretty good. I'm having tough times. It's hard to reach those goals. Because every time I reach for my phone, So I could look at like some delicious titties, some perky, nice 23-year-old nipples, licking whipped cream off of some strumpet's nipples, taking a dick. I need some penetration. I don't know about you. Like, I'm not into a dude, but like, I do need someone to take that dick. That's my category of porn, is I need two girls take that dick porn. That's my category that I'm looking for. And every time I try to beat off to these hoes, I get interrupted by the news. Hey man, there's been a shooting. People are wounded. People are dead. People are dead and wounded. I'm like, man, I'm gonna need a dick pill to get through this shit. I'm trying to fuck up my boner. I'm 35. I don't need dick pills. Quit killing people. It's getting hard to beat off. Everybody deals with their feelings in a different way. You know, some people eat their feelings. Some people drink their feelings. I jerk off. And when Trump and North Korea started going at it, I was like, I don't know if my dick can take it. I called off of work, I got a bottle of tequila, a cake and some lube, and I just went at it. I'm not dying at work. Fuck you! Be jerking my dick when that bomb drops. Going out like some regular ass person. You know how hard it is to jerk off when you're married?
Yes.
She always wants to fuck. I'm like, would you leave me alone? I'm not allowed to have me time. She's like, why don't you get this pussy? I was like, because I'm tired and my knees go out when I'm hitting it from the back. Maybe I just want to jerk off and go to sleep tonight. This Vegas shit was rough. Biggest mass killing. He killed like 64 people. Anybody got the actual number? 58, 64? We just had 5 hurricanes, and he killed more people than that. Florida's gone. You know how hard it is to outdo nature? 1 billion years, nature has been killing motherfuckers, and in the afternoon, he just toppled that shit. There's a weird-ass statistic that, like, hammers kill more people than guns. They bring that up a lot, and I'm like, I don't think you can kill 68 people throwing hammers from a window. If you can, those people probably deserve to die. You see 32 dead motherfuckers with a hammer in their head, and you're like, you know, I think I should look up at that window. You probably deserve to catch that hammer in the head. There's a weird thing about these shootings, something I want to point out so everybody knows it. You never hear about a shooter that was getting some pussy. These motherfuckers never have bitches. Nobody was like, I was just fucking hoes left and right, and then one day he snapped. Pussy will keep your head right. We all need bitches. Ladies, your pussy is important. It keeps us safe. So my new gun policy is, if you want to own a gun, you have to have at least 3 blowjob references. Now, 3 people willing to suck your dick, you shouldn't be in charge of that much power. All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Give it up for Ian Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Everything is going to the beat. Everything is going to the beat.
When you get sad, you run straight ahead, and you keep running forward no matter what. There are people in your life who are going to try to hold you back, slow you down, but you don't let them. Don't you stop running, and don't you ever look behind you. There's nothing for you behind you. All that exists is what's ahead. The universe is a cruel, uncaring void. The key to being happy isn't the search for meaning. It's to just keep yourself busy with unimportant nonsense, and eventually, you'll be dead.
Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Everybody's gonna die.
Everything is meaningless. Nothing I do has consequence.
The virtue of rationality means the recognition and acceptance of reason as one's only source of knowledge, one's only judge of values, and one's only guide to action.
When you know nothing matters, the universe is yours. And I've never met a universe that was into it. The universe is basically an animal. It grazes on the ordinary. It creates infinite idiots just to eat them. You know, smart people get a chance to climb on top, take reality for a ride, but it'll never stop trying to throw you. And eventually it will. There's no other way off.
Productive work is the central purpose of a rational man's life, the central value that integrates and determines the hierarchy of all his other values. Reason is the source, the precondition of his productive work.
You seem to alternate between viewing your own mind as an unstoppable force and as an inescapable curse, and I think it's because the only truly unapproachable concept for you is that it's your mind within your control.
I'm responsible for my own happiness. I can't even be responsible for my own breakfast.
Rationality is man's basic virtue, the source of all his other virtues. Man's basic vice, the source of all his evils, is the act of unfocusing his mind, the suspension of his consciousness, which is not blindness, but the refusal to see, not ignorance, but the refusal to know.
Because the thing about repairing, maintaining, and cleaning is, it's not an adventure. There's no way to do it so wrong you might die. It's just work. And the bottom line is, some people are okay going to work, and some people would rather die. Each of us gets to choose.
Oh, who's gonna save my soul?
Welcome to ianellis.podbean.com. This week, me and Leroy did not get together, so my special guest is my brother-in-law, Mr. Joe Lee.
How you doing?
You might remember him. He did a podcast with Scott Brennan.
I sent him to the Nut House.
He changed his life.
It didn't go well.
He met people that keep their pee. It's probably, we're putting all his business on the street.
We'll get out of that.
So, Joe, you have sex with women.
Occasionally.
Like, a lot of them. Like, every time I meet you, it's a different girl. I didn't know that many attractive women lived around here.
They don't. We just drink a lot.
It doesn't seem like you go out. Like, where are you... Are you ordering chicks off the internet?
I don't have an excuse for that one, Ian. I'm not sure. I just...
Well, so I had a question.
I go to the bowling alley and you sweet talk somebody over a PBR. And it doesn't take much. Not a womanizer, but...
Take note.
Apparently women love alcoholics with low self-confidence, and it's a good thing to have.
Take note, fellas. If you're lonely, if you're hurting...
Walk to a bar by yourself.
You're a bowling alley and a PBR away.
That's it.
From meeting some very nice ladies.
Fuck Tinder. Bowling alley and PBR. It's all you need in your life.
Yeah,
it's true, though, because...
The app you need is Drink Special.
No, it's true, because when I was younger, and a lot of my friends are younger, the female race is not attracted to us at all. But then I think it's more... confidence of, guess what, if I walk into a bar by myself, immediately people are going, something's wrong with this
You're
guy.
Older, and there's always a new generation. There's always new 18 and 21 year olds.
Yeah, but
that are blown away that you have an apartment.
Yeah, and they're blown away that some guy walks into a bar by himself, orders three shots of whiskey.
You can get around?
Three shots of whiskey and two Guinnesses. Like, how's this guy surviving right now? Like, either he's got money or a liver made of gold. And, oh, I don't got money, so my liver is basically made of silver.
Either way, I want that sweaty and taking me from behind.
Oh, they regret it more. It's pure regret.
Well, here's my thing is you trick these women. Mm-hmm. You coerce them.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Highly disagree with that.
They come back to your apartment. You make a decent living.
Yeah.
A reasonable living. But your bed is just a mattress on the floor.
No, false. I have a mattress on top of a box spring that is on the floor.
That's disrespectful to the women.
I have a box spring. How is that disrespectful?
They had hopes and dreams.
Of what, a headboard?
They were going somewhere with their life, and they woke up next to a headboard.
No. They didn't wake up next to a headboard, because I don't have a headboard. In their dreams, they might have woke up next to a headboard. Reality struck in that. That's just a wall.
It's like you don't respect yourself.
Oh,
how come
not.
You? How come
absolutely
you
not.
Don't get a king size bed for you?
Well, I'm Irish at heart, but a Jew in real life. I will. If a shirt costs more than $10, I'm not buying it. 24Ks of beer, $14.99. I'm in. I make good life decisions like that.
If there's one thing the Jews are known for, it's good life decisions.
Absolutely.
They've been hated and enslaved by, like, everyone on the planet.
But they own majority of the wealth on the planet, don't they?
Egypt hated them.
Who has all the wealth on the planet?
I have no idea. Computers?
Yeah, probably. It's probably not Jews. It's probably Bitcoin or something.
Yeah. It's Google.
Zuckerberg!
So, you have started a new company.
Yeah.
It's called SMS.
It's called Big Pete's Porn House. Oh, yeah. It's an umbrella company of SMS.
Ladies, take note. Big Pete's Porn House.
Open for business.
A company you can feel safe with. So what is SMS?
SMS is Save My Soul.
But it didn't used to be.
No. When we were about 13 years old. Oh. Background music's off. I lost the beat now.
Sorry, guys.
I lost
guys.
The rhythm.
That heat, that that techno music you were listening to, that was an air conditioner. Yeah. That's
so SMS used to be, Save My Soul.
And now my wife is... Playing
some jams,
punk
like
music
it.
From the.
I'm down.
From the garage, like a moody teen.
I like it. Operation Ivy. All right.
So you were 13.
Yeah. So yeah, it used to be. We were 13 years old. My buddy Ben used to live right down the street from where we're in West Bend, Illinois, right now. He used to live right down the street from there. And I didn't know him, but my buddy Jordan knew him. There's this kid that skateboards out here. You'll be good friends with them. This kind of small stuff, whatever. They start having this kid Ben. He's a cool kid, and his mom buys beer. She buys beer. You sit in the basement, drink. You guys can't leave the house. Stay in the basement, you drink. Well, word spread that we could drink in Ben's basement. So now we invite more and more people over. So now went from beer to hard liquor.
Was his mom single?
Oh yeah, and she was. Smoking. Sorry, Ben, if you heard us, I really apologize, but yeah, everyone had banged your mom back then.
Did she bed any of your friends?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Did she touch your wiener?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry you had to find
For
out
For legal
like
reasons,
this.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
You're going through your life. Yeah. You're married. You're happy. You find out some degenerate. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that's a...
Smiled every time he came over.
Weird subject. We'll pass by that one.
So he was never wearing a bra when she brought him lemonade. It was...
She was not. She was wearing a onesie one time. Or were they called teddies? She was wearing a teddy one.
Well, arranged to sleep over. You're 35. She's like, can your friend Joe come over?
Yes, I can.
Don't worry about that. He'll sleep in my room.
I did not. Anyways, so yeah, I started this in his basement. Talk about t-shirts, you asshole. Now you're ruining all this.
So
yeah.
It started in the basement.
Yeah, so we just sit there and drink. We would start drinking shots. She was terrible. She was making the ecto cooler.
She was getting you guys turned up?
No, we were getting ourselves turned up.
Okay. Jungle juice.
No, we made ourselves jungle juice. Like, she would just buy, like, we'd make a list.
Oh, my God.
She'd go to the liquor store, she'd bring it back. She would sit upstairs. She had this, all right, now I gotta change the story now because now I ruin it now. She had this boyfriend. His name was, I don't want to throw a name out there, Lipton Chin. Lipton Chin, the Chinese pimp. That was his name to us. Old fat Chinese dude. Most badass guy you're meeting in your life. He had a Lexus with heated seats. And we're talking back, this is back in, fuck, 19...
Courtney, can you turn that off?
1999, this guy had a Lexus with heated seats. That's pimping back then.
Right? He had a pager and everything.
Oh, dude, three pagers. We tried growing weed once, and he's like, you're growing it all wrong. Let me show you. Yeah, we tried making, like, bong, smoke weed. Like, how are you doing it all wrong? Let me show you. So, yeah, first time I met Lipton is...
So he was pimping your friend's mom.
No, he was a pimp himself. He would just get pimped out. He didn't realize it. Yeah, so, we'll go back. Now we're talking about Lipton Chin now. I like this. So, first time I met this guy, right? So we're hanging out at Ben's house. We're playing video games. And, you know, he knew we were sneaking beers, all kind of stuff. So he liked to drink, bro. Like, he thought he was black. He was Asian, but he thought he was black. Like, drink, bro? He liked to drink? So, yeah, I guess.
So I give you, like, a 40-ounce of sake?
No, he's like, you want some chocolate milk? Want some chocolate milk? Like, yeah, I'll drink some chocolate milk. Well, yeah, you put sake with fucking chocolate milk. Oh, no, it was sake and a Kahlua. I spit out, what the fuck is that? That's chocolate milk, bro. That's not fucking chocolate milk. Yeah, I love that guy. See, now we're in the store now. Yeah, rewind.
Right. So you were 13. SMS.
Yeah.
It was a roofing company.
No, it was way before that. So we're in Ben's basement, and we used to take shots. And when you're young, like, shots hurt. Like, they burn. I ever take shots of vodka or whiskey when you're a kid, like, steal mom's.
They still hurt.
What I'm saying, when you steal them as a kid, they were, your liver was not used to that shot. What is that? That's not cool. Like, your body had a shot, right?
So I'm fine.
So we used to say, like, we'd all toast, shit, man, shit. So that's how SMS got started. It was called shit, man, shit. Something stupid like that. Alright, so a small little thing that, we always like skateboard together. We had a couple rollerbladers in our group, which nobody was allowed to rollerblade. If you're a skateboarder, you can't be a rollerblader. But we kind of broke that down.
Rollerblades were fresh.
But okay. No, this one, they were not for us. If you're a skateboarder, you can't be in the rollerblader.
Denver, Colorado. Yeah.
Well.
We all wanted to be like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JTT.
I didn't know what a skateboard was, but I had neon rollerblade wheels.
Yeah, I stole a pair of rollerblades from
my shoelaces when playing
in sports. So yeah, you couldn't be caught with a rollerblader. So, but we would go out like skate parks, whatever, because we had this kid Danny Garcia with us who would just tear shit up. Like one of those people, like, all right, you want me here a little bit?
How old is he? He's 11.
No, Danny was the same age as I was. So I was 13 at the time. He was 13.
13, tearing shit up.
He's a beast. Swear to God, yes. Even if Courtney, she went to school with his brother.
Badass 13-year-old you ever met in your life.
Yep. If anybody ever been a drop-in skate park, New Lenox is shut down now. The old man Mike used to own that place. That old man used to run that place. Danny used to jump from the big in the front box all the way over Gap and whatever that soul slide shit's called. I don't know what they would do with Cindy. It was it. Actually, we're right down the street now. That fucking condo complex, that long ass rail before the park.
Okay.
He grinded that first try. The runway is 3 feet. That rail is 50 feet.
My friend Lane is loving this. Dude. Everybody else is just confused. Those are skateboard words.
No, those are rollerblade words. I'm a skateboarder. You can't hang out with rollerblader. I'm telling you, this kid you could hang out with.
I never waxed my blades.
Well, you should. It's like waxing your board or waxing your trucks on a skateboard. You're stupid.
It was big in the 90s. They were like, everybody was after the best wax.
No, you didn't wax your blades because you had the fucking clips you put on between your fucking wheels. Smaller wheels here, I know that.
You're a secret rollerblader.
Yeah, I did.
You own the spandex.
No, I go to my Aunt Carol's house and secret rollerblade because nobody could find me out in Glen Ellen. That was off the grid back in the day. I lived in the countryside. You can't find me out in Glen Ellen.
Blading in lattes.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a different man.
I ain't getting called out in Glen Ellen. There ain't no photography out there.
That fucktography. So it started as a drinking thing.
Yeah. Well, sorry, yeah, drink thing and drinking slash skateboard and rollerblade thing, right? There was this kid Mike Bober, who's a comedian now. I don't know if you know him or now.
I know.
You don't know Mike Bober? Right, he's a stand-up comedian now. He wasn't very funny growing up, but I figure he's pretty good. I don't know. Check him out.
Follow him on Twitter.
Love the kid.
Tag him in this episode.
Nice kid you ever meet in your life. Mike Bower is the best kid you ever meet.
You also know Tim Brennan. Actually,
yeah, I know Tim Brennan from Ben. I got Tim Brennan's story about you on that one.
All right, tell me Tim Brennan.
Now I got to fast forward stories.
He used to be fat. Now he's skinny.
Well, he has always been a little chubby.
Not anymore.
Well, and then he claimed that he was related to Conan O'Brien.
Now he looks like the lead man of Linkin O'Brien, or Linkin Park.
Linkin O'Brien.
Linkin O'Brien.
New band name, call it Linkin O'Brien. So Tim Brennan claimed that he was related to Conan O'Brien. Does he still claim that?
Not even in his credits.
Okay, well, he used to claim that. But Tim Brennan used to be a sick guitar player. So me and my friend Jordan Nicholas, we were trying to start a band. Timmy Brennan came. It was Timmy Brennan back then. Tim Brennan came over. He can rip on
He's still Timmy Brennan.
He can rip on the guitar. Then he said that he was related to Conan O'Brien and everybody was ripping on him. I'm like, you know Conan O'Brien? I think his uncle or cousin or some shit. I don't know.
Ask about Serious, you guys.
Ask, yeah, ask him.
My uncle.
He even a skateboarder. He's a pretty good skateboarder, actually.
Moving his shoulders, I wrote that.
No, the kid could hang, though. He could skate.
He was a punk rock kid?
Yeah. He was a punk rock kid and a skateboarder.
That's new street cred.
Yeah, no, that was
for street Tim, cred. Who was the nicest human being on the planet.
Oh, he was, absolutely. He was a sweetheart.
Which I find a lot of guys, like, once you don't have anything to prove, they're just the nicest people.
But he didn't have anything to prove back then. That's how you know it's real. He had nothing to prove back then. He was just some kid on the street. We hung out. Like, Jordan's like, this kid's awesome. Yeah, dude, he could drag guitar. He's like, he could skateboard. Like, yeah, this kid could skateboard. Yeah, he could actually fucking skateboard. It was fucking awesome.
And now he's skinny. And his legs look like dirty straws.
Yeah, he's back to the team, Brennan and I do.
He looks like Rob Bell.
He just looks like a bell.
He used to look like a bell. Yeah, he looks like Rob Bell. He teaches youth group. All right,
religion?
So, no, we got to get back to SMS.
Okay.
13, it's a drinking thing, it's a skateboard thing, it's a cultural thing.
So this your before, pals. Before we started using Al wrenches on each other. Yeah.
For HJs?
Well, none of that weird shit. So, I got too many stories. This could go decades. Alright, so.
Are you a vampire?
Yeah. Or a buddy used to live, Ben, whose house
let's
was.
Let's finish one and then we'll.
Alright, same house, right?
We'll see how it goes.
I don't know how to stop telling stories. I'm a fucking ass. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Don't blame your people. Don't blame that on them.
They're assholes. They gave me a big liver and a small peck. What else can I ask for? So
what is the next venture for SMS?
So, you hang a skateboard all kind of there, and then one of our buddies took a paper clip. And burned himself with the three letters SMS. Like, dude, you out of your fucking mind?
Was he in jail?
No. We were about 15 at the time, though. Like, with a paperclip. Like, this little thing on his little inner forearm. I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? Like, why would you do that?
Seems like a weird cry for help. What was going on in his life?
Exactly. There was a lot of shit. His mom was an addict, and his dad died. He was going through a lot of shit. So maybe that's his cry for help. Like, that's God, you guys gotta do it too. Fuck no. I'm good. Well,
yeah, my parents are still together.
Well, we drank that night and we all got paperclip brands.
Branded?
Paperclip brands. Which are.
It's how the Illuminati gets
to this
started.
To this day, you can't even see it. It's gone off my chest.
One guy has a bad childhood, and next thing you know, there's the Illuminati.
Yep.
This is how it. This is where it begins.
So, down we're gonna start. Yeah.
So, how many of you are there?
Now?
No, in the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning, four or five.
Five of you are branded.
Oh, no. In the beginning, it was only two or three of us. But this is paperclip.
Two or three.
Paperclip.
Like, he talked you into it, and you were like, let's get one more guy.
The one guy went halfway through with it, and it hurt too much.
You talked someone into it, like...
No, no. Well, yeah. And he got three of them. He's like, I'm done. Paper clip magic. So fast forward about 2 or 3 years. Now, like, we became like a skateboard crew. Like, we had this shit. Like, we developed a logo. We
used to shoot videos.
Yeah, we used to make skateboard videos.
You have some like friends this. That are like skateboard famous.
Yep.
Who are your skateboard famous friends?
I'm not gonna throw them out there.
It's not a diss. It's a like it's a big up. Like Timmy Brennan.
Timmy Brennan, but yeah, but that's not skateboard famous. I got people who are skateboard famous, but I don't want to throw that out there.
You know some chick? What's her name?
Marissa Del Santo.
Del Santo, what's up?
But that was my
hashtag.
That was one of the best people I've seen skating. I don't want to tell a story because that she tore shit up. And
yeah.
Everybody thought she was a dude. I was like, no. I'm like, that's a girl. I'm like, that's it. No, fuck you. That's a girl. No, that's a dude. Oh, I love Marissa till the day I die. Mortiza, what up? I call her Mortiza.
I bet she fucks people in a real bed.
Huh?
That's the difference between you and her. What are you drinking tonight?
I think it's empty.
What's the name of it? Because I warned you not to drink this.
De Cupper, De Cuper, Peach Tree, Peach Schnapps, mixed with Tecate beer. It's delicious.
The classiest of beers.
Excuse me, barkeep. We're in the middle of something here.
What?
Can you turn off the music?
Not that. Okay, give me a beer.
From upstairs?
Yeah.
Can you grab all his beers?
Yeah.
And turn off the music?
No.
And remember that I love you and respect you as a woman?
Remember the first two things he said.
As a woman even? Holy shit.
I don't respect her as a woman. Don't worry about it.
You don't have to.
Have you seen her fight? She fights like a man. You don't respect her as a woman.
I throw down.
She'll smack her in your goddamn face.
Yeah. I don't hold back. I grew up with all boys. In the neighborhood, not his family.
I grew up with all girls, what's your point? I got my ass beat by you, Jessica, and Anna. Fuck off.
Like Barbie. You're just a pussy, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I played Barbie with the G.I. Joes on it. Right. Anyway, so back to badass SMS. We'll burn ourselves.
Wait a minute. You bang women on this blow-up mattress.
It's not a blow-up mattress. I do have one in my closet.
You live like a refugee.
Yes.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yes.
Do you leave them or do they leave you?
As far as
who stops calling who? Do you just move
on? I stop calling.
Do you move on first?
Yeah, because I know I'm an asshole. Not like an ass. Like I'm not relationship material. When I was like 24, 25, 26, like I wanted a relationship, that kind of thing. Like, that was cool to me. I want to get married, have kids, blah. Then, like, you hit 30, 31, 32, it's like, not going to happen. I don't like people telling me what to do. And,
like, I'm just going to keep banging.
I don't want to keep banging. I'll better just jerk off to whatever. I don't give a fuck. I just can't do it. I can't, like, have somebody tell me what to do all the time. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
So you leave them. Or
I make them leave me.
You make them leave you.
I try to be an asshole as much as I can.
So what happens if you meet someone who's a bigger asshole than you? Like, how does a woman have to treat you for you to stick around? How bipolar does she have to be?
It doesn't matter either way. If they're the nicest person in the world or the most asshole or the most bipolar, it doesn't...
What if a chick is like, hey, you want to get something else, that's fine, but I'm still getting you.
I've had that, and that's fine. But it doesn't appeal to me.
Because you like men.
Maybe that is. Maybe I was like, butthole, I don't know. That's why there's so much anal sex. No, just not that.
The one girl that asked for weed, she had the mannish hands I've ever seen. She was like a troll doll from the wrist down. It was terrifying.
Wait, what is that?
Let me roll this for you. That's abuse.
I don't think you can. She's rolling her fingers out.
She looks like she chews her thumb.
Here's what I think. I think there's certain people are made for marriage and they can get married, and that's I agree with that 100%. I have no problem with that. Get married, have kids, have that path. That's
my path was derailed when I was younger, and that was it. Done.
SMS. We'll get back to a more comfortable
topic. We're going to narrate all that out, right?
Nope. Awesome. Just keeping it. You have to learn about yourself.
I know about myself.
Just dicking them down.
No, I'm not dicking them.
See, all their hopes and dreams to be respected and cherished and part of your life forever.
That's what
it's like, listen, bitch.
That's what it's
I'm not worth it.
That's what it's going to be interpreted.
Just take these free drinks and this limp dick and go away.
It's not your limp.
I promise you I hate myself more than you could ever hate me.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
He was throwing them down.
Manna from sky. From the earth.
Nah, it's not even that way. I don't want to be like I'm not trying to be like a woman ass. Like, I go out intentionally trying to, like, get bitches. I'm gonna go get laid. It's like, but that dude is something wrong. He's like, girls want to fix people. That's sort of thing. Girls want to fix people. I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy's clearly broken. I can fix him. Like, no, you can't. And then you tell him, no, you can't. And then they want to try it more. It's like, just stop. Please.
You don't want to be fixed.
No, I tried it and it didn't work. I tried to be saved once and it didn't work.
Didn't take.
It was close and then it didn't work.
I could sign you up for a baptism. I know at least three churches that would take baptized. You. How about we'll do six of baptized. Them?
We go. Wait, is the pool still got water in it?
No. We're making this official. I'm ordained. Signing you up at six churches.
Can I ordain myself?
You're ordained and getting baptized. That's how great the system is.
Can I do that?
Everybody, take God serious right now.
Can I dunk myself?
Yes, you can dunk yourself into marriage.
Ordain myself Baptist or something. Southern Baptist, maybe.
You're married to your self-loathing. Mm-hmm. And then you and some of your boys decided to brand themselves.
Yes, so...
burn your flesh.
Well, yeah, we
start... As a human being.
We start with paper clips,
you know what's
right?
Cool, guys? Burn me.
Yeah, we start with paper clips, and that was like, that's pretty cool.
Don't clean the...
No.
Nah, don't clean the paper clip. I want it dirty.
No, it wasn't paper clip. Then we went from there, and it was like, dude, it was, like, 2 weeks later, it was gone. It's like, well, that was no cool. Like, that was a lot of pain. Like, so, we're at... My mom used to have his apartment, but she was never home, so we used to party there all the time. Courtney's here all the time, and so we're going through the drawers. Like, what can we brand her with? Like, with steak knives, like back and knives.
What can we
like
brand each other with?
Like, what do we want to do? Like, we want to be like, this is it. This is
the
it.
Commitment was
this
there.
This is our crew. This is it.
The plan was in motion.
If you got this. This is life.
He said, "Let's MacGyver this. What can we use?
We couldn't get tattoos. We're too young for tattoos. Right? So this is what we want.
We're all set on this idea." We just need to make it happen. Yeah.
So we're digging through drawers, you know, like forks, spoon. What could we find? Boom. Found a fucking Allen key. Like a perfect little L shape. I do that. It's the perfect. We can make our little, you can't see on the film, but it's a stupid little bunch of lines. That's it.
Like, that's perfect. Our logo.
So, yeah,
it's perfect. SMS.
So we dunked it in a bunch of vodka. To sterilize it, of course. Fucking. Had an oven mitt on, put it on the stove, and you just hear the fucking skin curdling. I'm like, oh, that's too much.
You put it on your chest?
Well, the first guy took it on his chest, and it just started bubbling.
Pause.
Bubbling. Like, that's too much
bubbling.
Heat. That's too much heat. So we learned how to regulate heat. We learned how to regulate heat at best, right? Then, you know, we take a lighter to it. One, two, three, four. It's ten hits. We know it.
Three of you.
Three of us started it, yes.
Yeah. All the beer.
See how we just started doing that shit.
Sheila's guacamole,
it
too.
It was like three.
Take three pillows. Joe, pay no attention. I'm pilfering your apartment. What? Get the guitar and three pillows.
I don't have a bed frame. You think I got three pillows?
We need more pillows.
I don't own a bed frame. You think I own three pillows?
Hey, Joe, look over there.
Get the pillows. Get the one off the couch that's probably covered in urine. I don't know.
You're a filthy creature.
Yes, I am.
Just out there having sex with delicious ladies.
Three of us doing the stupid shit. And then, you know, the same. We're hanging around the same people who are skate. We started, you know, hanging.
How well do you know each other?
Everybody's got a brand very well. Very well. Because we developed a system after this. Oh, there's a system. The three of us, we did this stupid shit. Me, Jordan, Jeff. It's like, that was us. That's the bond we had. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, you want the blood. You know,
Yeah, when you're a kid and you want the blood.
Yeah, it's a little more sanitary than the fucking
you a blood vampire?
Brother. The blood, remember the blood brother shit everybody was doing?
You needed a family.
Everybody's doing blood
you
brother.
You wanted to be loved.
Everybody's doing blood brother. I was like, dude, AIDS were in the 80s. I'm not rubbing blood with nobody else. Fuck you. It's only 10 years later. I don't fuck blood in your fucking out of your mouth.
Yeah, let's spit in each other's mouth.
Yeah, let's give everybody hepatitis. Let's sanitize our shit in vodka and burn it first. Assholes.
Oh, you guys are filthy. All right, so you're burning each other.
Three of us, yeah. So, and the same crew, like, we're hanging out, and we hang at the same skate park. And, we'll be skating around, you know, it's hot middle of summer, take a shirt off, be like, what the fuck is that?
Who got their nipple pierced first?
Nobody got nipple pierced. I was the first one to have the one on the chest. Jordan and JR had theirs on their inner arms. But mine was like
talking about tattoos.
No. Brands. Oh. So now you're at skate park, you take that up, be like, what the fuck's that?
So not everybody has to be present for a branding?
Not present.
You were surprised by each other's brands?
Not present. So after that, and like other people, when I can say their names, they got them. It's like, all right, now it's getting too much. We got 4 or 5 people in this. This is getting too much. Like, what are we going to give everybody? My cousin won one on the bottom of her foot. Like, no, we're not going to brand the bottom of your foot. Like, that's not going to happen.
You're so trendy.
Exactly. Now, like, so, I'm talking. Everyone in a fucking brand. So we developed a system that whoever has a brand, right, you got to call that person. You got to get 2 other approvals. So you got to get 3 approvals. Oh, yeah.
Kids are just dying to mutilate themselves.
Well, if you want to get the short stories long.
How desperate was this trailer park?
Yeah, it wasn't a trailer park. That's why I started out. As a
not a single park. Father?
That's why I started out as a trailer park. No.
I want to belong.
I'll show you here real quick, though.
My wife has a backpack of alcohol.
Why'd you steal my backpack?
Because she's pregnant.
Yeah, I had to carry down a case and a half of beer. Use the backpack.
Hi, so, honey. If you want to fast forward real quick, we'll make a... So, it started out with something stupid, right? Now, look at the third line down. What does that say?
It looks like an I-9.
No, what does the third line down say?
Tax reform?
Tattoo, sex? Branded.
Date, weight, sex, height, eye.
Marks, scars, and tattoos. Third line down.
SMS.
What does it say?
From the mob.
Branded
forearm right mob.
Tattoo money, arm right upper.
Money over bitches, man.
Tattoo right upper.
Why don't you just read it?
It says tattoo arm right upper branded SMS.
Who taught you how to read? So, Surrey?
That's exactly what it says. Does it not? Tattoo arm right upper.
You read like fucking Windows 98.
So, yeah, so it was
the
a joke.
The cat in the hat went to that. Jesus Christ.
Now, if you go to the prison system, we're in there.
You're in there.
Yep.
You're a gang.
Go to the Illinois Department of Corrections. Yes, we are.
Bunch of skinheads.
Nope. Opposite
of that. Alright, so it goes from shots to.
Goes shots to prison, yep.
To a prison gang.
Yeah.
To a company.
See, now you're laughing. That's what I don't like.
What's the company?
I don't like that you're laughing about it because it's not a.
Was I supposed to take it seriously? Is this how Rockefeller got started?
That burning each other. Yeah, I get that. That's stupid and all that kind of stuff. But
this is the Illuminati. I don't remember if I made that joke or not. This is how the Illuminati got started. Hey guys, you know what we should do? Tattoos. Next thing, let's take over Eastern Europe. Banking. He's Irish, but he's really a Jew. This is confirmed. He's the Illuminati. What are your plans? Why Trump?
Fuck Trump.
You're so moody. You know, he's the only...
I don't like that, because that's one thing I take personally is...
He's the only president that's all up in his feelings.
No, he's a sociopath. That's the difference.
Maybe.
No, he's absolutely a sociopath.
Why?
Why?
He hasn't killed anyone.
The sociopaths don't kill each other.
They kill other people. They're not Highlanders. They find victims.
They believe that they're right, and they make themselves believe they're right. That's what they do. They make himself believe he's right.
That's what everybody does. That's what you do. That's what I do.
No,
when you got a tattoo branded into your flesh, you make yourself think you were right.
No, I know that's wrong. It hurt. I got this one in my stomach because I was like, thug life, like fucking Tupac, I was going to stake my life.
So if you're that susceptible to peer pressure,
it wasn't peer
are
pressure.
You better
was,
than Trump?
That wasn't peer pressure. That was my choice.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody else, Brandon, like, I want one of those. I already had three of them at the point. I already had three of them. All right, give me a fourth. Let's go.
All right. So what's the first company?
Locked it.
That's over with.
It's not over with. The whole point of the interview is to talk about the history of the company. Stop looking for
hey, girl, I got one mattress. Want to come check it out?
It's deflated.
Deflategate.
You can do better.
Interview over.
I'm not some chick you can break up with.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about the company.
Nah.
Because it got to, what was it, SMS? Single Man Shingles?
Yeah.
What is Single Man Shingles?
Roofing a company we tried to start, didn't work out.
Why not?
Pat got drunk at the Yellow Pages interview. And they refused
what?
And they refused to put us
so you guys took it serious enough, you're like, you know what? We're advertising. We're putting this shit in the Yellow Pages. We are legit. We're going to do this.
We thought we were.
Pat has a meeting.
Well, Pat used to be a roofer.
Okay. Now, if I've learned anything from these big Wall Street meetings or from these movies, it's that you show up to that meeting sharp, ready. You have a plan. You're going to show them why this is a good idea for them.
Yeah, the Wall Street,
that is how you show up.
The Wall Street movies is you show up high on cocaine.
You guys didn't have cocaine.
No, so we were not
you
rich
had,
enough to have cocaine, so we had pictures of PBR.
You had hammies?
No, we had PBR.
PBR.
And we had this girl, Helen.
A lot of it.
Love her. Helen's my wife. Serving us pictures of PBR. And this guy shows up to pitch us how to get in the Yellow Pages. This is when he's still smoking butters. So... Pat's been drinking for 12 hours now. Give me our pitcher.
Some people would call that a bender.
Nah, it's normal Friday. So Pat's is blowing cigarette smoke in this guy's face. You can tell he doesn't like it, but he's trying to make a sale, right? Alright, let me tell you, it's $1,600 for a full size. $1,600? I'm not paying that. That's it. I'm going to just drool everywhere.
Smoke is coming out of his nose. Yeah. He has cigarette butts in his ears.
And he's not even drinking out of a glass anymore. He's drinking straight out of a pitcher of beer.
He's coughing and drinking.
Yeah.
The Bears.
No, he's never a football fan. He didn't care if football was on. He's a businessman now. So we made money without Yellow Pages.
So he starts negotiating with Yellow Pages, though.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
And then what happens?
Well, he's blowing smoke in this guy's face and pounding pitchers of beer. This guy's starting to realize this guy's not too serious about this. I'm goddamn serious about this. fuck this. I'm out of here. Joe, we're leaving. Like, all right, so we just left. He's like, why are we leaving? He's like, we just... Why are we leaving, dude? I don't know. He's like, we just stuck that guy with our tab. Let's go. It's like a $200 bar tab the Yellow Pages guy had to pay. So if you guys ever want free drinks, say you're starting a company, call the Yellow Pages. They'll come out. They'll put their card down to start your tab. Run it up. Walk out. And they got to pay your tab.
These are the hustles you need to learn.
Your life hustles, baby.
Young kids out there paying for drinks. Having jobs and
futures.
Bunch
of rookies. Bunch of rookies.
What's the weirdest way you ever got free drinks?
Weirdest way you ever got free drinks. Oh, that's a good one. Same bar, timeout. So, you know they got like those like shot specials that walk around the tray for like the shitty shot specials.
Shot. Everybody,
oh, it's $2 for this thing, and she's like sugar water, that kind of thing, you know. Like
short skirts,
yeah,
in a beaker.
I'm like, fuck that, I'm not drinking. I'm not
Did science make
yeah.
this?
I'm not giving you $2.
Why is it Jello?
So she's walking around, and like she's coming back. There's one shot left on the thing, and I was like, oh, I'll take that shot. She's like, oh, it's $3. Like, fuck, no, I'm not paying $3 for that. So we got one left. Just give it to me. But the whole tray, because she spilled it so much, developed a good like 2 centimeters of just liquid across it.
Neon green
of all
liquid.
Leftover shit. So I go, what if I chug this out of your little saucer thing? Do I get that free? She's like,
I'll give you that for free, and I'll get you a bucket of beer for free.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right down the gullet it went.
No woman wants that to eat her pussy.
I don't give a fuck.
The disease is in your mouth.
I drank a lot of beer that night.
It's like squeezing out a rag.
Oh, yeah. No, it was actually pretty tasty.
What's the nastiest shot you've ever taken?
Nastiest shot. Well, everybody loves it. It's a Chicago thing. My Lord's the worst thing in the world. I don't care what he says. That's the worst thing in the world. And everybody says, oh, it's delicious. It's just being a fucking asshole. It's not delicious. That's the worst thing you've ever tasted in your fucking life.
It used to be the shot we gave away at the Loft on Lincoln.
Yeah.
Chicago.
It's a fucking joke. And now it's a hipster thing. I was like, nah, dude. Because
you look like a hipster.
2 years. Yeah, I know. That's all I hear here.
What are you?
Skateboarder. At heart. I know a hipster. Yeah, I got that same night when I drank that thing out of the tray. You know, I got called that night.
What?
A wigger. Oh, wigger. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I was wearing a backwards North Carolina hat. Some guy decides he wants to come drunk talk to me, poking me in the head. Take that fucking wigger hat off. What are you talking about?
And were you like, North Carolina? No, I was like, go ahead and turn.
Like, why is the guy so angry? And then my friend Maria, God rest her soul, she committed suicide. But she was sitting next to me and she was eating French onion soup. So the guy walks to her and goes, something smells good. Is that you or the soup? I'm like, is that supposed to be a pickup line? Like, she's eating French onion soup, you asshole. So, like, this guy's being a weirdo. So that's when I texted my buddy Pat. I'm like, this guy's being a weirdo. Come to the bar. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Some good soup. You want some dick with that?
No, it got weird real quick. So now,
I like the way you hold that spoon. You want to eat that with my cool. dick?
I'm being cool. Maria's eating her soup, and it's just this weird thing.
I'm okay.
Apparently, I'm black.
This spoon is working just fine.
Apparently, I'm black, and she smells good because of French onion soup. So, things happen. And then my buddy Pat
you smell up, sophisticated.
And this guy just poking me in the fucking head. I'm like, I look at Pat, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, dude. Pat goes to talk to him, you need to stop doing that. I'm like, no, he's a fucking wigger. He's like, nah, he's white.
What's wrong with being a wigger?
No, that's what he said. He goes, whatever, dude. Leave him the fuck alone. Quit poking him in the fucking head. So sit down. The guy's drunk, gets back up, starts fucking poking me again. Pat goes, I told you, don't fucking touch him. Sits back down, drinks that beer. Now my head's getting really smacked. Now he's got him and his buddy doing it. So Pat goes, I'll tell you one more fucking time. You touch him, you're fucking dead.
Was he giving you a stranger where his buddy was jerking his arm?
I don't know what's going on. So
and he was like, stop doing that. And he's like, I'm not. Stop doing that. I'm not.
Pat says, one more time, I'm going to fucking kill you.
This is a Looney Tunes cartoon.
What? So we're sitting there.
Humans don't act like this.
Oh, they do. That's the problem. Is people do act like that. Bunch of assholes for no reason. So Pat walks to the bathroom. Go take a piss. These two guys follow Pat into the bathroom. This can't be good.
Someone's getting an HJ.
Exactly. No, so I start walking that way. And I like slowly open the door. And there's one guy pretending to take a piss. And there's one guy waiting by the door. Because Pat's smart. When he goes to the bathroom, he locks. He goes in the shitter. Pisses in there.
I've never had to watch my back as I went to the bathroom.
Be grateful for that. So Pat went to the shitter, locked it, pissing. And the one guy goes, yeah, your little wigger friend's about to get his ass whooped, da 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 da. And Pat goes,
talking shit with his dick out.
No, he didn't have his dick out. They're talking shit to Pat. They're waiting for him to come out to start shit. They didn't know
as soon as I stopped dropping these dumps.
They didn't know my door was. They didn't know I pushed the door open. So I'm sitting there, I'm listening to all this. And they go, yeah, wait till your fucking wigger friend gets in here. And I go, excuse me? And they both turn around. And as soon as I say that, Pat kicks the fucking door of the fucking urinal backwards. Knocks the little guy right against the wall. Out cold.
Pants down.
No, Pat, he knew what was going on. Put his pants up. Fucking kicked that door. Took that guy out. Fucking knocked that guy out. Oh, it was great. Best thing I ever seen in my life.
And you knocked out the other guy?
No, I just sat there. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I thought we were gonna get scrap. Pat has kicked the door open, which fucking knocked that guy out. He came out and knocked the other guy out. I was like, hey, he's like, let's go drink. I'm like, alright.
You should have rung up the tab and left it on them.
Oh, we did, because I knew Helen, the bartender. Remember Helen? Yeah. I go, Helen, drinks, because the owner came out. Because what's going on? What's going on? I don't know. They were trying to attack us. They were in Helen.
Gentlemen taking a siesta.
And Helen's like, yes, yes, they were trying to attack them. Oh, yeah, put the fucking beers on them. She's like, I'll charge out that. You guys go home. Like, all right, see ya. They went to the natural.
White privilege.
Not white privilege. I was black according to them, so it wasn't white privilege.
So we gotta wrap this podcast up.
Yeah, can we just delete this whole entire thing?
Now SMS is a clothing line.
Yeah, we missed the whole story because you decided to make fun of the brands. Remember the point that happened? Is, remember when that happened?
The point is, you have a t-shirt company.
Seacrest out.
Where can people find you?
On the street or at Uptown?
Like Instagram, Facebook.
He'll be at the Tapper.
I'll be at the Tapper.
Tapping
Jake Tapper's house.